So we're starting Maseches Brachos. Let's pick up from the Mishnah at the very beginning of Maseches Brachos. This is the beginning of Torah Shebaal Peh. So Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi decided how's he going to start Torah Shebaal Peh with the word Mei Emasai. Mei Emasai Karna Shema Ba'arvin. When do we read Kriya Shema at night? Mishah Shakranim Nechlasan Lechol B'Chumasan. The starting point of when we read Kriya Shema is the time that Kranim go to eat their truma, which is a funny way to answer the question, because normally you would think, when do I eat it? 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock. I mean, when do I do this mitzvah? You give me a time, 6 hours into the day, 8 hours into the. It doesn't say that. Mishal shakarim nuchas nachal b'chumasan. So you got to be a little bit of a Talmud Chacham to even understand the Gemara, the Mishnah's answer. Okay, but that's the starting point. What's the end point? What's the latest time to say Kriya Shema? Meaning, we're looking for a window over here, not just a starting point. Ad sof hashmura harishona divrei Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says, till the end of the first ashmura, says Rashi. What does ashmura rishona mean? Shlish halayla, one third of the night, kedemefarish megemara, like the Gemara is going to explain, umisham ve'elach avrzman delo mikri suzman shchiva. And Rashi explains, once you pass one third of the night, it's too late. Why? Because when the Chumash tells us you have to read Kriya Shema, the Chumash has two words to say that you have to read Kriya Shema. What are the two words? When to read Kriya Shema? B'shachlecha v'kumecha. So B'shachlecha means when you sleep. So says Rashi, this first opinion, Rabbi Eliezer holds, it's not when you are sleeping, but it's when you go to sleep, when you lie down to sleep, and that only happens within the first third of the night. Later than that, even if you happen to be a kind of person that does, that's not normal. Normal people go to sleep within the first third of the night. So that's Zman Shchiva. Delo Mikri Su Zman Shchiva. Beyond that is not called Zman Shchiva, V'lo Krin Be'Bishachbecha, and therefore we can't call it U'Bishachbecha. U'Mikame Hachi Nami Lav Zman Shchiva. And before the Kohanim start eating the Truma, it's also not the Zman Shchiva, says Rashi, because no one's going to sleep. It's too early. And therefore, someone who reads earlier than that is not Yotzei Yischiyuv. The rest of the Rashi is critical and relates to Tosfos, but it's a more involved discussion. Rashi wonders why it is that we say Kriya Shema at Mariv if you daven Mariv early. If you're not davening at a Zman Shchiva, what's the point of that Kriya Shema if you're not being Yotzei the mitzvah of Kriya Shema anyway? And when are you, in fact, Yotzei Kriya Shema if you daven Maariv early? When are you Yotzei the actual mitzvah at the Zman Shchiva? That's what the rest of the Rashi is about. Not for now, maybe during Chazara. So, opinion number one, when the latest time is, the end of the Ashmur Rishona. Opinion number two, V'cham v'omrim ad chatzos, that you have until midway through the night, till chatzos. Ram Gamliel Omer ad sheyala amud hashachar. Ram Gamliel says, you have the whole night. What's the svara for the whole night? Says Rashi, shekol halayla karui zman shchiva. The whole night, according to Rabbi Gamliel, is called the Zman Shchiva. Meaning, B'shachbecha doesn't mean when you go to sleep. What does it mean? When you are sleeping, when you are asleep. So any time that you are asleep, which is throughout the whole night, that is the Zman for Kriya Shema. So if you had to summarize in one sentence what we just learned, the earliest time for Kriya Shema Shalavris is Kana meaning Truma, which is, we'll call it Seis, right? The earliest time for Kriya Shema Shalavris is Seis Chavim. Latest time, three opinions. What are the three opinions? Ashmur Rishona, it's Rabbi Lazar. Chatzos, that's the Chamim. And Amar HaShachar, that's Rabbi Gamliel. Good. One sentence, we have it all summarized. Says the Gemara, says the Mishnah rather, Maisa Uba'u Banav mi Beis HaMishnah. One time his children were coming from the Beis HaMishnah. Whose children? Well, the last person we identified in the Mishnah was Rabbi Gamliel. So his children were coming back from a Beis HaMishnah. They were coming back from a party. They say wedding? I don't know, it says party. Amrulo, they said to their father, oh, by the way, lo karinu Shema. We didn't read Shema. We didn't say Shema yet. I presume he probably asked them, or they were asking him a shayla. So Amar Lahem, he said to them, im lo ala amar hashachar chayav natam likros. If it's still not amar hashachar, it's still the Zman. You can still say Kriya Shema. Mar is going to elaborate a little bit on what's going on in this discussion. We just learned that Rama Gamliel Shita is until amar hashachar. Why did they have to ask about this? What was even the Havamina? But then the Mishnah adds, "V'lo zu b'lvad amru," and it's not only over here that the Chachamim came up with this idea of limiting us till Chatzos. Ela kol ma sha'amrucha mad Chatzos mitzvas anashi ala min hashachar. Whenever the Chachamim tell you only have till Chatzos, really, 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 on a daraisa level, you have until amar hashachar. The Chachamim were just very nervous that we're going to mess up, so they put an artificial earlier time to get us more motivated to get it done, so we have to do it by chatzos. But really the halacha is, whenever the chum say anything is chatzos, it's not really on a daraisa level. Chatzos doesn't make, and over here, chatzos doesn't make any sense, midaraisa. Why? Because what's the zman midaraisa? What do we say? What does the Torah say? B'shach b'cha. So b'shach b'cha can either mean when you go to sleep or when you are sleeping. Chatzos doesn't make sense with either one of those. Right? So it's either the early part of the night or it's all night. So when they say chatzos, they're clearly just concerned about something. They're concerned that you're not going to to say it on time, so that, or they're going to miss it entirely, rather, and therefore they made an earlier time to sort of motivate us. What are other examples where the chachamim say until chatzos, but really the mitzvah d'oraisa is all night? For example, hekter chalavim ve'varim, the burning of the fats and the limbs of karbanos. Mitzvah sanat sheyala amura shachar. The mitzvah is until amura shachar. What karbanos? What fats? What limbs? If you look at Rashi, chalavim shel kol karbanos. The fats of all karbanos. We don't eat those. Those get burnt. Evarim shel ola. The limbs of a karban ola. Why does he identify specifically a karban ola? It's the only one that we don't eat. It gets completely burnt. So even the limbs, even the meaty parts, the parts that we would normally eat, only the mizbeach gets to eat that. So that gets burnt ad amud hashachar, until amud hashachar, and really on a daraisa level. Rashi points out, and if you don't do it by amud hashachar, v'umavian lios nosar, it would become nosar. What's nosar? An important concept. Right, leftovers. That becomes a terrible issue to eat the nosar. So you don't want to make nosar. So it's really until amud hashachar. But the Chum said, try to get it done by chatzos. And anything that you have one day to eat, the halacha is you're allowed to eat the day you bring the karbon and the whole following night, all the way until amud hashachar. Im kein lama amru chacham mar chatzos. So why did the chacham say you only have until chatzos? Kedei laharchik adam in avera, just to keep someone away from an avera. Now it happens to be the way I just said the Mishnah is actually inaccurate. What did I say inaccurate? That the hekter chalavim, the burning of the fats, that the chacham say you only have until chatzos. They actually don't say that. Rashi points out you really have until amud hashachar. If you look at Rashi and the line that begins, it's right in the middle of a Rashi. The line that begins with v'hekter chalavim, he says v'hekter chalavim dekatani acha lo amru bo chacham ad chatzos klal. The chacham never really said that hekter chalavim is until chatzos. The real point of the second part of this Mishnah, of the last part of this Mishnah, is just to tell us that nighttime things typically can be done all night. And they can be done until amud hashachar. And that's why in the Megillah the Mishnah says that all night you could do Ketzira Sa'omer. What's Ketzira Sa'omer? The harvesting of what? Of the grain that you're going to use for the Karban Omer. So that can be done all night. Hekter Chalav Meivarim can be done all night. So main point number two, all mitzvos of chatzos and really all mitzvos of night can be done on a daraisa level all night. Till amud hashachar. Right? So we can summarize the Mishnah. First part of the Mishnah was earliest time for Shema is Kohanim eating Truma. Latest time, three shitos. Ashmur Rishon is Reb Lazar, Chum say Chatzos, Reb Gamliel says all night. And then the second part of the Mishnah, that whenever something is a nighttime mitzvah, you really have until Amud HaShachar. Now the Gemara just picks on, as it often does in almost every Masechta, the very first word, or one of the very first words, of the Mishnah. Before we get into really the content of the Mishnah, we're just going to talk about the first word that we use to... We did this in Kiddushin. We spent like a good deal of time on the first word, and the second word, and the fourth word, and the third word. You know, going a little bit out of order, but, you know, word by word. So we're going to pick on the word Me'emasai. If you're starting a book, so you need to start with foundations. If you're going to... This Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi is starting the book of Torah Shebal Peh. So you would think he would start with saying... I remember Shechter and Shir every once in a while would say, like, you know, after you get very involved in something, he'd say, okay, let's go back to the beginning. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in 6 days. And, you know, like, really, to the beginning. So if you're going to start, you should start from the beginning. So you want to tell me all these dinim of Kriya Shema. You know what would be a great thing to tell me first? That there is such a thing called Kriya Shema. And that you're supposed to do it, and how often... We're starting with, what's the Zman? Zman? What's a Zman? What are you talking about? So the Gemara right away, Tana Hecha Kai, the Ketani Me'emasai. Where were you just now that we were learning Me'emasai, that you say Me'emasai, that you start the Masechta with Me'emasai? You're presuming previous knowledge. So what are you working off of? What kind of previous knowledge are you working off of? That's question number one. Question number two is, if you're going to start with Kriya Shema and assume anything, which Kriya Shema would you start with? When you woke up this morning, you were worried first about Kriya Shema Shel Shachris, not Kriya Shema Shel Arvis. V'su Maishra Detani Ba'arvis Bereisha, listening to Shachris Bereisha. Why does it say the Kriya Shema Shel Arvis first? It should say the Kriya Shema Shel Shachris first. Whenever the Gemara asks a series of questions in a row and doesn't answer the first one before asking the second one, just asks two straight questions, and then it gives an answer, what do you have to look at when you look at the answer? You have to figure out
which question
it's answering. Or is it answering both? And if there are multiple answers, are all the answers answering the same questions? So the Gemara asks two questions here. First of all, what previous knowledge are we working off of? And second, why do we start with Mariv? So answer number one. The Gemara is going to give two answers. Answer number one. It's always good to number them. Answer number one. Tana Akra Ka'i. The Tana was working off of the Pasuk. He's assuming that you read Torah Shebichsav. Dichsiv, because the Pasuk says, B'shachav Kamecha. So, V'hachi Katani. And this is what he's telling us. Zman Kriyashma Dishchiva Emas. When is this B'shachbecha that we are talking about in Chumash? When exactly does that happen? Mishah Shekhanim Nechnasan Lechol B'chumasan. At the time that the Kohanim go in to eat their Chuma. How many questions did that answer? Did it answer the first question? What was the first question? What were we working off of? And it did answer that we were working off of the Pasuk. We also asked, why does it start with the Arvis? And what did it just show us? The Chumash starts with Arvis. B'shachta is first. So it makes sense. So that answered both. Answer number two. V'i b'yaseima yalef mi b'riyaso shalolam. The other possibility is we derive it from how the world was created. That when God created the world, it was Erev first, then Boker. So days always start with night. Which question did that answer, or both? The second question, not the first, right? It's not working off of anything. Vayir Vayivoker is Briyas Shalom, it's got nothing to do with Kriya Shema, right? But in terms of why we discussed Kriya Shema Shel Arvis before Kriya Shema Shel Shachris, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Vayir Vayivoker, so that makes a lot of sense. And Rashi points that out. If you look at Rashi's so meduyik in every word. V'iba yisema, haditnan arvin bereisha. Why does Rashi have to add that? Yalv mibriyasu shalolam. He just adds those words. Haditnan arvin bereisha. Because he's telling you which question we're answering. V'iba yisema is not a second answer to both questions. The V'iba yisema only answers the second question. Frek the Gemara. I hachi. If that is so, whenever you have if that is so, you always have to ask yourself if what is so. So let's see what the question is and see if we can figure it out. Seifa deketani b'shachar mevarich shtayim lefaneha v'yachas achareha. The Mishnah goes on to say, the later Mishnahs in the parak talk about the birchos kriyashma, and it says the birchos kriyashma shal shachris is two before, one after. U'be'erev mevarich shtayim lefaneha v'shtayim lachareha. And the birchos kriya shma shel arvis is two before, two after. So what's the obvious question? If you're always going to tell me that kriya shma, that we're going to discuss arvis before shachris, how come when it comes to the birchos kriya shma, we talk about the birchos kriya shma of shachris first, listening to arvis bereisha? So now I ask you, what's the ihachi? If what is so? If we always start with marv. So it works with both answers. So we always start with Narv either because of Shachlecha, or we always start with Narv because of Ve'yer Ve'yvoker, and we're asking on both. Tosa says not so. Tosa says Ihachi is only if you're working with Shachlecha does it make sense that the later Mishnah is, when we talk about Birchus Kriya Shema, we'll talk about the morning first. Why? Because Shachlecha of Kamecha is about Kriya Shema. It's not about Birchos Kriya Shema. So when it comes to Kriya Shema, we have a pasuk that tells me I got to start talking about night first. But Birchos Kriya Shema, that I could talk about morning first. But if you say the second reason, the second explanation, Vayyer Vayvoker, that's the world. That's everything, Vayyer Vayvoker. Oh, if it's the whole entire world, then Birchus Kriya Shema should talk about night first also. So the Ihachi is if you say like the second answer. Anyway, Ihachi, save it. So we just read that. So answers the Gemara, Tana Pasach Be'arvis Vader Tani B'Shachris. The Tana started talking about Kriya Shema Shel Arvis, then spoke about Kriya Shema Shel Shachris, and Ad Dekai B'Shachris, Parish Mili D'Shachris. Once he was talking about Shachris, he figured he'll tell me everything I need to know about Kriya Shema Shel Shachris. V'Hadr Parish Mili D'Arvis, and then he went back to discuss Kriya Shema Shel Arvis. So it's 1-2-2-1 is the format, right? It's the topic number one, topic number two, finish topic number two, and then go back to finish up the loose ends on topic number one. Okay, let's go a little bit further. Amar Mar. So we had said, the time that you can start saying Kriya Shema from an economy truma. Michti, Kohanim Emos Ka'achli Truma. When do Kohanim eat truma? Such a weird way to say a time, right? When do Kohanim eat truma? You need to be a Talmud Chacham to know. So Gemara says, Mishas Seso Kachavim. Kohanim eat truma at Seso Kachavim. Okay, I have an idea then. Listening, Mishas Seisa Kochavim. If you're writing it, why don't you say that it should be said from the time of Seisa Kochavim? Why be purposely vague like that? So Gemara says this is one of the great methods of genius of Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. Milsa Agav Orche Kamashmla. If he had a chance to sneak something else in, to sneak in another halacha, another something that you otherwise wouldn't have learned. Yeah, I could have made it very simple and told you, you can say Kriya Shema, this man today on my app is starting at whatever time, till whatever time. I could have known that, and then you would have known exactly when to say Kriya Shema. But if I can teach you another halacha along the way, just by phrasing it a little differently, ooh, that's great teaching. That's unbelievable. He's going to educate Klal Yisrael. Milsa Agav Orche Kamashmla, he's teaching us something Derech Agav. That Kohanim emas ka'achli b'truma. When do Kohanim eat truma? Mishas tseisa kochavim. They're allowed to eat truma starting tseisa kochavim. What do you mean? Kohanim can't eat truma during the day? They're only allowed to eat truma at night? What's this talking about? If they were tameh, a tameh kohen is not allowed to eat truma. So a tameh kohen at nighttime, no one's looking, is allowed to eat truma? No, we're talking about a tameh kohen who's in the process of becoming tahar. So the process is multi-stage process. He has to go to the mikveh during the daytime. Then he waits for Harav Shemesh, for nighttime to come. And then the next morning, there's a korban. So at which step, right after mikvah, nighttime, or after the korban? That's what it's commenting on. That he's allowed to already eat truma at nighttime. V'akamashmon, and this is what it's teaching us. The kapara lo ma'akva. The kapara that happens with the korban is not ma'akev. He can eat truma before he brings the korban the next day. Kiditanya, like the Brisa taught, Uva Hashemesh Vitaher. Pasuk says Uva Hashemesh Vitaher. What does that mean? Bias Shimsha Ma'akavto Milechel B'Truma. Not yet having the sun set will stop him from eating Truma, which is a roundabout way of saying he needs it to be nighttime before he eats Truma. But Ve'ein Kaparasa Ma'akavto Milechel B'Truma. His kapara is not going to stop him from eating Truma. Let's stop there. Main point number three is the Mishnah continues from a pasuk, and therefore starts with a pasuk that talks about night first, and therefore starts with Me'im Asai. Right, we had two options what that pasuk was that the Mishnah was working off of, but the Mishnah was working off of a pasuk, and that's why it starts with the word Me'im Asai. What was the pasuk? Either B'Shachlav Kamecha or by, well, actually, it's B'Shachlav Kamecha. That's why it talks about Kriya Shema Shel Arvis. The reason it does Arvis before Shachris maybe Vayyer Vayivoker. Main point number four, Kohanim can eat Truma even before they bring their carbon. Even before they bring their carbon, as long as they had Harav Shemesh. We'll stop there on the bottom line. Now we'll break up into Chavrusa. If anyone has any questions,